kids are fighting, what do? You look and you see which one's being mean. You know what you do when you do that? You nurture aggressiveness and you nurture weakness. So you got to turn that around. What would work in this situation? Get a French hat. You know what I'm talking about. Those little bobble hats. Those are the kind of hats that directors wear. You imagine that directors wear anyway, okay? And you get a director chair. Now, you don't have to really get these things, but in your mind, I want you to have these in a closet in your head that you pull them out when you come across two kids fighting. And you kind of sit down in your director's chair and you put on the floppy hat and you go, as an artist, we need to fix this. And so you say, freeze. Usually you say, stop that. But now you're saying, freeze. Then you say to the aggressive child, hold it right there. You're a very important part of this play. We're going to pretend this is a play. Just hold it right there. You don't give him a lot of eye contact because he's not the main focus of your attention. Then you go to the one who's the one being picked on. Now, what's really important is that you call the child to you. Do not go to the child. Pretend that you're a queen or a king on a throne and you are motioning the subject to come to you. That's what you want to do with your kids. It gets them in a cooperative mode and it tells them that you're in charge. I'm all about being the pack leader. So you motion them, come, come. And then they can approach your throne or your director's chair. And you say to them, this doesn't look like it's working. We're going to pretend like this is an act in a play or a scene in a movie. And we're going to go back and redo this because what you're telling that child who is being the victim is that it's not working. Surely there's got to be something you can do or something that you can say differently that would change this for you. So in a way, you're teaching them discretion. You're teaching them to rethink. Don't give them words. Don't give them ideas in the beginning. Make them think. Make them problem solve. The older the child is, the more you want them to come up with their own solutions. And so then they come up with something and you send them back into the scene and you're holding your hand out to the older child or the aggressive child, whichever one it is, and you're letting them know, you know, hold off. You're in freeze mode, okay? And then you go, okay, go. And then the victim child says the new script. Now, this is what's really cool. Is the child who has not been getting a lot of attention, who's been the aggressor, has to stand there being frozen. There's a lot of pressure in the room for them to comply and acquiesce to this child's new script or new action or whatever it is they're going to do, because they don't get to leave the room until that gets worked out. Do not look at them. Don't give them eye contact. Don't reward that behavior. In the end, you know what you're doing? You're nurturing strength in the weak child, and you're not nurturing aggressiveness. You're actually punishing by making him stand there with no eye contact, no attention. They're not the focal anymore.